We are joined on the line right now by Central Peace Notley MLA Todd Lowen, who sent out a letter last night slash early this morning announcing he's stepping down as the chair of the UCP caucus and also asking for the resignation of Premier Jason Kenney. I guess first question for you here today, Todd, is what were kind of sort of the reasons for you to put that letter out there?
Well, I guess I've been hearing the frustrations from my constituents for probably a year and a half now with the government and its direction. And so obviously, you know, things kind of come, you know, have gotten worse and worse over time. And this last week here, we've had two canceled caucus meetings and caucus members haven't been told why. And it seems like things were getting worse and worse. We were losing good people in the party. And I just thought it was time that I stepped out and I guess basically said what's being said behind closed doors.
And I know you've, and one of the big jobs of an MLA is, of course, you know, hearing the concerns of local people in the riding and, you know, trying to get them addressed at sort of the higher levels out there. Has there been any sort of concerns lately of, you know, some things you've been hearing from local people of what they kind of want to see addressed by the province? Have those concerns been sort of heard by the higher-ups in the province, or is that not being addressed, do you think?
Well, I think you know, there's multiple concerns. I think the one thing I keep hearing about is the, you know, fair deal for Alberta and in our country here. That's something that keeps coming up. I think Albertans were expecting us to in the UCP to take a little harder stance and try to fight back on some of the things that Ottawa is pushing on us. And so, you know, there's things like that. Those are, they just keep coming back over and over again. And obviously there's been other issues coming forward, and this isn't all just about COVID, but it's also about it's all about leadership, really, and the people feel like they're being represented and heard.
And I noticed that since you put that letter out there, I believe one of your other colleagues in caucus, Dave Hansen, the MLA for Lac-La-Biche, St. Paul, or Bonneville Cold Lake, St. Paul, excuse me, kind of expressed a kind of a similar support for that. So what do you kind of sort of see going forward here with the situation?
Well, you know, I think each MLA is going to have to make their own decision based on what they're hearing in their constituencies. And obviously a decision like this is an incredibly tough decision. This was, you know, really gut-wrenching, and it wasn't something that I took lightly. I'm not leaving the party. And, you know, I'm here trying to save Alberta from another NDP government. And the situation we're in right now, it appears like we're ready to hand the government over to the NDP, and I just don't feel that we can't afford to do that. We have a good party. I was elected by the people in my constituency to represent the UCP party, and we have some things to fix. There's no doubt about that. But I want to see us fix these things. I want to see us be strong and united going forward. And make sure that we form government in 2023.
And of course, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, of course, you of course were elected to serve the people of Central Peace Notley, and even with all the stuff that's been going on recently, that commitment is still not going to change for you, correct?
Absolutely not. I'm here to represent my constituents. That's my number one loyalty is my constituents that I represent, and I will continue to do that to the best of my abilities. And, you know, people can always discuss on how that's done and what actions an MLA takes. But in the end, everything that I do, I do with that in mind, and I'm doing my best, and I always consider my constituents in everything I do. You know, my career as a politician isn't the most important thing. The most important thing is doing what's right. And I feel that's what I'm doing now is being able to step out and do what it takes to help this province along and make sure that we get things back on track.